This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. How is your world today? Is it all right?
No, it's good. I had a really good day today. I went to Leeds, of all places.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, through choice as well, not just accidentally.
Leeds, the hometown to many a fine, fine, fine goth band.
Yeah, I can see that. Very depressed sort of fucking place.
And that's saying something coming from Manchester, eh?
Oh, exactly. Well, we've got soul. That's a big difference.
You got what?
We got soul in Manchester.
Our soul.
Yep.
Our souls and elbows. Right. Well, hopefully Kat will be along and stuff and things. Should we send him a message to see if...
I was going to say, wake up, you short cunt, but to be fair, it's only just 5:30 now, so...
Yeah.
He's up.
Well, what we could do is, in about a minute or so, we could just do the intro, and then if and when Kat turns up, we can have a jolly good laugh at his expense.
What about if we do something like one more than the rest of him in a tragic fucking weird accident, and then he'll just come onto the screen, something like
this. He will.
Hi, I'm Kat, and I'm really alive, and it'll spoil everyone's fun. What do you think?
Well, ask him. He's here now. You can't.
God. No. There's only one person coming on the screen, Dom, and then it'll be you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You're right, mate?
Yeah, not bad. Fucking, yeah, just life and shit is fucking great.
Yeah.
Hello.
Peanuts.
Hello. And welcome to strangetimeshow.com. We're here to tackle the stupid so you don't have to. I'm here watching the 50 biggest rock bands out of zero zeros, and at the moment it's number 43 with Alien Ant Farm. But also talking to my lovely friend in the south, Davian Dent.
Oi, oi.
And my other friend in the further south, Mr. Kat Sorens.
That'd be me. Great.
You haven't got any friends.
All right. People that I once went a fiver to, and someone I bought a shirt for. How about that?
Yes. I've still got those shirts, actually.
You keep promising to stitch half and half together and wear them.
Yeah, well, I keep asking my daughter to do it, and she's of the age now where it's like, yeah, all right, Dad, shut up. You'll forget in 5 minutes.
Right, well, hopefully. Next few months, I could well be coming down to visit you, so it needs to be done so we can wear one each and go on a...
Oh, yes. That would look absolutely fucking fabulous, that would.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, right.
That'd look mental.
Mental. Chicken oriental. Right, so yes, so as the... rather lanky streak of piss fucking northern manky said. StrangeTimeshow.com, yeah. And here we are. A little unprepared this evening. Well, I say unprepared. I think Stone's probably more accurate because I had some brilliant ideas, but I couldn't be bothered to set anything up. I'm watching reruns of Game of Thrones.
The whole way through, or just the little bits and pieces on YouTube?
The whole way through. Yeah. Or tits and horses, as we call it.
Yeah. Tits and dragons.
Yeah, tits and horses. Yeah, what have you lovely people been up to recently?
A whole lot. I've got a friend's birthday party coming up, so I've got a fly interstate for that. I think it should be all right. Although I'm pretty sure he's got a band that he's in. He's been doing gigs for bikies, so I'm pretty sure there'll be a bunch of them turning up. So that'll be a delight.
All right. Will it be very, very metal, very heavy, very metal, very bad news?
Yeah, very, very bad news. So, yeah, it should be interesting. Cool. Yeah, just doing house stuff. We're going through the housing contract and sending that to our lawyer, getting recommendations back of what we should be changing in the contract because the builders left some things out that they think should be in there. Yeah, well, so that's like, really
like fun stuff. Like a roof.
Yeah. We are, sorry, you did pay for stairs. You didn't say anything about wanting stairs to go between the floors.
Yeah. No, it's more like stuff where if I don't finish the build on time, I'll go, I will pay you $250 a week. That's going to cover our rent. So how about you up it to fucking $750? Stuff like that.
All right. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Well, all the fun.
I mean, what's not on excitement? What's the word? Threat, I suppose. You need a threat to fucking make sure you do on time, and otherwise it's going to cost you. So that's what you need in the contract. So $250. Yeah. Especially Australian dollars, which means fuck all. It's not even worth it.
It's about 4p.
Exactly. So you need a decent amount in there, mate, or you're going to be sharing a bench with a dingo and a half a baby.
Tell them, right? Like, tell them if they don't get it done in time, Dom's going to fucking fly over there and monkey's headbutt them with his massive cock.
Fucking right. Damn right. Wait, excuse me. You, from the colonies, come here. Why have you got this house? Don't worry, I've got your back, bro.
There's a sound of throwing a lump of jelly on the floor. Oh, that's very descriptive, isn't it? Right. Okay. So, yeah, you're still having house fun then. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Well, an ongoing load of joy.
And then when it is all built and everything, then you can go through the fun and joy of going to, say, like things like sofa shops where you choose a really comfy sofa, take it home, blink, and it's covered in 500 fucking cushions.
I know. I can't wait for that.
Small tip. Choose a sofa.
No.
So, one you can sleep on.
No, what I was going to say to that, a small tip, no, it's just his trousers. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've actually got a building inspector lined up to check that that's been built correctly the whole way through the build. So,
right.
He's a guy you can find on YouTube called Site Inspector.
Oh, I've seen him.
Yeah.
He goes in and he's like, oh, this one's like fucking 5 degrees out of plumb and this vent's false.
Yeah, that's non-compliant. That's non-compliant. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. So you get a celebrity to do it. Fucking hell, your son directs a couple of TV series and all of a sudden you have to be a celebrity doing it.
Fucking airs and graces.
Someone competent who knows exactly how to build a house doing it. That's the main thing.
Just guess.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. When it comes to checking things you don't know about.
Yeah, but houses and bricks, like they'll bloody square like 90 degree things. So, you know, what can go wrong? Just fucking throw a load of fucking bricks. Just fucking chuck them up.
Yeah.
Chuck them up.
When you can't reach, put the roof on it. You're fine.
Yeah.
It's the one in the Tower of London still standing, really. The English building standard. Yeah, just throw it. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It's all right. We ain't got any cement, though. We use white dog shit.
The Tower of London, that's all in your country, that one.
Yeah, that's cool. So what have you guys been doing? What amazing things have been happening in the in dirty old Blighty for the last week?
Dirty old Blighty, getting in a couple of shifts at my local radio station thingy. Other than that, not a great deal this week. A little bit of studio work, trying to get a voice reel together. And started to work on an idea for a pilot, which might actually be needing some voices on. So you two. We'll get you two bloody speaking at me.
Well, how's the presenting going?
So I actually got another one tomorrow, 10 in the morning. Good stuff. Talking about traffic and travel, because that's fucking punk.
Traffic and travel. County's radio. Coming at you.
Oh, there's a bus. Yeah. That's a bus.
And there's another bus. Lots of fucking buses. And next up, the new single by U2. Inny mini bang bang, bitty bang bang, bitty bang. Inny mini bang bang, bitty bang bang, bitty bang. Inny mini bang bang, bitty bang bang, bitty bang. There you go. It's a fucking exclusive there. Yeah.
This thing they've done in youth.
Well, I'm getting all these radio contacts now, so they're sending me some exclusive releases. So we might have a few more dotted out through this show. You never know what sort of crazy thing I might do, eh? Fucking hell. do you know, right, it's episode 498. So we've got one more, and then we've got to do the big 500.
Oh, we've got to do something proper, haven't we?
What are the chances of that, though?
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty low. We've got we've got quite a few audio tributes and things that have been sent in.
Please stop. No, really, please stop.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty good, actually.
Aren't you dead yet?
That should be fun. Yeah.
The word tribute is doing a lot of fucking work there, I reckon.
Yeah, it's stretching the truth a little bit, to be honest. Oh, fucking hell. Is there anything?
What are you, what's been happening up north?
Up north?
Raining.
Yeah, it's been pissing down. No, actually, no, it's been too fucking hot. I'm looking forward to a day of rain tomorrow. No, actually, what were you chatting about before? Is that content, or can I just say it again, like it's new and fresh?
What?
About going to Leeds.
Oh, Leeds is all right.
No, when... What was it? Oh, forget it. I went to Leeds.
Ah, this show, for fuck's sake. Yeah. And whereabouts is Leeds?
Leeds is is at the wrong side of the Pennines. It's in it's the White Rose part of the country. You know, the bit where you had the English Civil War, they were on the wrong side. So anyway, I went to Yorkshire.
North of Watford.
We chose to do it on a day when the M62's closed to Junction for the first time in its history. So that was fun with the traffic. It took a slightly bit longer than it should have done, but we had a beautiful curry at a place called, what was it? It sounded like Tarantula, but it wasn't Tarantula.
Racist.
It was lovely. It was really, really nice. I had, fuck's sake, I can never remember.
Dogs in the loop.
I know what you had. You had one of these.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's really nice, yeah.
Yeah, totally good.
Wife's son turned it an Indian mixed grill because it was salmon, lamb chop, chicken, king prawn, and something else. And it's really, really, really nice. So we're going to go back.
Hell, you'd shit through the eye of the needle after that fucker, wouldn't you?
Nah, it's good. And they did, I'll tell you, it was weird though. The poppadom tray with the four sauces has changed. I don't know if it's been that long since I've been to a curry house. It's evolved.
What? The four sauces? You got your chutney, yeah? And your onion salad. And that's spicy. That spicy coloured shit that we don't really know what it is.
And the dark stuff.
Yeah, and the light.
Lime pickle is like usually a fifth extra one.
Oh.
I think there's a yogurt on here, something like that. Something like that. Well, now there's a... onions were involved, but I don't know what else because it wasn't red. It didn't have the paste in it. But onions were involved and it was nice. And then there was a green one, which was quite minty. So it might have been mint. And then there was...
fucking hell.
And then there was a third one that I can't actually remember now. For fuck's sake, I'm sure I'm getting to you now. Oh, I've just had too many delicious lagers. But yeah, the third one's nice. I can't actually remember what it was now. But the poppadoms are fucking beautiful. They weren't like a big, like, dinner plate size. They're small, but they were really, really nice. It's all the homemade.
Nah, it could be plate size. And they've got to be spicy poppadoms.
No, I meant naan breads then. The poppadoms are weird. They were killed up.
Oh, right.
So it's like they threw their poppadom into a grill rather than onto a plate. So they weren't flat. They were like curled.
Oh, goodness. They give you
angle and a surface to put some of the condiments on. So I approved.
Condoms? So,
yeah, yeah.
We'll allow that, then.
If you're looking for a curry in a town that's nowhere near you, and I can't remember the name of the place, I recommend this place to go to.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. Now, did they have
not go there very soon.
Did they have good music playing there while you were eating?
They did, and my favourite track was... let me play it.
No, we've got it here. Brilliant. Oh no!
How many fucking cannabis X-Wings have you eaten?
Quite a few, actually. Lots.
Bloody hell!
That's one of them days, isn't it?
I'll have to fucking FaceTime Tom so he can come and scrap you off the floor later.
Yeah, probably something like that. He's probably gonna reflect on what he did the next day with words like this.
I'll be honest with you. All I wanted to do to him, yeah, and this was all I was going to do. I was going to chop his hands off, chop his feet off, and blind him. Right, that was my only plan for the kid.
That seems fair enough, doesn't it?
Yeah, that seems fine.
Standard.
Standard.
Tom, your dad's on the grass outside. Go pick him up.
Yeah. What's been going on that's funky? Nothing's been going on that's funky. Boring existence.
Yeah.
Oh, that was perfectly in time.
What's been exciting or fucking new?
Microchip technology.
Yeah.
I didn't get Oasis tickets and really wasn't bothered when I saw the price.
Fucking price gouging bastards.
Religious.
Yeah.
100 quid to go and stand in the fucking rain in Heaton Park. I don't think so. Mate.
Yeah, fucking listen to rubbish like this.
Ah, you fucking monkey.
Don't be racist. Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah, fucking concert tickets are fucking ridiculous now.
Hmm.
My wife, she went and saw Andrea Bocelli because.
You know, who?
Yes. That guy who can't see, he sings a bit.
Oh dear, not Michael Bubble.
Not Michael Bubble.
No.
Botticelli,
did you say?
Yeah.
That's where he ate 18 curries.
Yeah. Come on, that's $600 to go and see that. Mind you, it's Australian, so it's about £7.
Hang on, 700 Aussie dollars, did you say?
It's about nearly 600.
Oh, 600 dollars. Oh, come on, fucking. £306.
Yeah, fuck that.
Wow.
I go around and give the front row a reach round or something like that, because that's fucking ridiculous, though.
Yeah, it's a bit cheeky.
Yeah, she good to see. I think it's about, 8 rows from the front. So.
Oh, close enough to Seagull.
Yeah.
Well, the cool kids call it Spider-Man. It's a flip. Dear, oh, dear.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
I wouldn't pay that much money to see anyone.
My most expensive concert tickets. Probably Sleep Token last year. I bought two. It was about 150 each, but they were like VIP jobbies. There's like a special treat for my daughter. Yeah. I think my first ticket... the first gig that I went to, actually, 1985, New Order at Slough Forum. And I think the tickets were £6.50 or £7. New Order in Slough, 1985. A couple of weeks after that, it was the Cult. But yeah, ticket prices have gone up somewhat since then.
I paid $22.50 to see Oasis at Nebworth. That's the last time I saw them. And that came with a whole host of fucking other bands and support. Most I paid was $150 each for me and the missus to go and see this David Guest show and meet and greet and get pictures and photographs and stuff of all the people. So with him, Billy Paul, Dorothy Moore, loads of like soul people, Sheila Ferguson. That's fucking brilliant. That was well worth it. And second row seat, so I quite like that. But yeah, 150 quid to go and see Oasis, Stunning Field. That's if it's not been fucking, what's the word, when it's gouged up the price, driven up by demand to 350 quid or whatever the dynamic pricing.
In what
have they run out of money, have they?
Well, no, because Norway's like got fucking even more money than. Noel's at a position, apparently, I listened to a podcast or somewhere, in 2025, Noel will be able to sell the rights to all his publishing, like Dylan did. And they reckon, he said, oh, actually, you probably heard it. I think it's on that bet, a podcast, the interesting one. he said he reckons he'll probably get about 250 million for it. The thing that made me laugh, he says, ironically, Gary Glitter gets more from Oasis's songs than Liam does because of on What's the Story, More in Glory, or whatever song it was.
Oh, his right. Song. Yeah.
Songs. Well, yeah. Gets more Liam's song.
Well, they're quite known for fucking ripping people off left, right, and centre, eh?
That's
fucking bastards.
Well, this has really turned into the old cast, hasn't it? Oh, back in my day, the tickets were much cheaper.
Yeah, and all you had to worry about was looking after your eggs.
Oh, my! That was a gunshot!
Kenneth.
Everyone get your heads down!
Kenneth.
That was a drive-by attempt, Frank!
Kenneth, that was a neighbor's car backfiring!
They're coming for the eggs!
Kenneth!
They're coming for the eggs!
Oh, classic.
Well, you say classic.
That was classic.
Classic what?
Classic humour, that YouTube clip.
Oh, right. Right.
I've never heard it before.
No, I have no idea what it was.
It's boring square.
Bloody hell. Do you guys like stuff?
Stuff is all right. There's a new episode of Kyrgyzart. I have to watch that. It's just, I don't know if you've seen it, it's a series on YouTube, it's been going for fucking ages. But I used to watch it with Tom when he was like knee high to grasshopper. And it's kind of like a lightly animated science fact. But it's really good, especially for stoned. I might start watching it again, actually.
Most things are pretty good, to be honest, if you're stoned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not the expanding waistline, though. Oh, my God. Munchie attack. So what is the beer that you're drinking tonight, Mr. Dominic?
The beer I'm drinking is Brooklyn Brewery, and it's a Brooklyn Pilsner, which is a very crisp lager, apparently, 4.6%.
That's fucking freaky, actually. You know, last week... Oh, I was speaking northern then, sorry. You know, last week, you had your new order cap, and I had this new order T-shirt, the same one. It has been washed. And you were just mentioning Brooklyn
Lager.
Why
are you both on the same trip?
Yeah, both rank the same tram off. That Brooklyn beer, I was in a pub earlier and I had one of their, it was like a 0% Brooklyn beer. And it was very nice. Yeah, it was very nice. More local in Kingston, the Fighting Cocks. Yes, that is the name of the pub. Really, really good venue there, actually. Played there in, fuck me, about 1996, 97. Eesh. My life to goodness already.
Yeah, Dom, David was really disappointed the first time we went there. He said, oh, Fighting Cocks went in there. Oh, fuck me.
They're not even fighting. They're just mugging.
Yeah, I can't see any.
So I had to improvise.
Bit fucking lob.
There's a Neutron film being made, apparently.
Really? Is it going to be a good one?
Yeah, that sequel wasn't that great, was it?
No.
I've stopped seeing it, I'll be honest.
You've not seen it?
No, I probably intended to and never got around to it.
Oh, no.
Is it just one more since the 80s one? Like, is it Tron Legacy was the...
Yeah, it's definitely going to be shit. It looks like Jared Leto's in it.
Oh, weird. 30 Seconds to Mars just been on the TV. We're up to number 37, and it's the Zootons.
Oh, with Valerie.
They're in prison. Oh, it is, yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry. Their song, Valerie.
Yeah, it sounds just like this. Yes. Absolutely. Can't be a nice bit of dub.
I'm looking forward to that new film, Nosferatu. That looks pretty good.
New film, Nosferatu. Is it a remake of the old classic?
Yep.
Oh, right, it is.
Who's in it?
Willem Dafoe.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, we like Willem Dafoe and Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, I'm not too keen on him.
He's the new guy in the new version of The Crow that's been panned.
Yeah, not to be expected. It's on my box to watch at some point.
Oh, right. Right.
I do love The Crow. I mean, I was there front and centre back in the old days when 1982 first came out.
Yeah.
I loved that film. That's a fucking amazing film. And I've been disappointed every single time since. Every sequel that's come out, even the one with Eddie Furlong and fucking...
Oh, yeah, there were some other sequels, weren't there? Whereas this is actually just a remake, yeah?
Yeah, I believe so. It was... Iggy Pop was in one and fucking...
No, was he?
I'm sure he was. I'm sure David Bowie was going to be in one and he wasn't in the end.
Iggy Pop was also in... Iggy Pop was in one of my favourite cult films from... late 80s, very early 90s, film called Hardware, had a very young Dylan McDermott in, and it kind of came before Terminator, but it's really, really good.
And that had Lemmy in it too.
Yeah, that's right. Lemmy was a taxi driver on a boat, and Iggy Pop was this psychotic DJ. And the good news is, there's no fucking good news! Yes, a post-apocalyptic, like, wasteland thing. And there's this guy there, this nomad there, who's actually played... by the lead singer of Fields and the Nephilim, one of my favourite bands. Where's the little man? It's about the only line he says in the film. That's a great film, actually. Oh, what were you as that? Have you seen that, guys?
Yeah. No, I Cars.
1990, there you go, 1990. Yeah, definitely check that out sometime. Dom is so well worth it.
Will do.
Yeah. Everything's orange.
Yes.
The Trump biography.
Iggy Pop, Stacey Travis, Dylan McDermott. Yeah, bloody good film.
I've nearly completed Inside Number 9, or whatever it's called. I think I'm on Series 8 now. That's got to be close to the end. Well, I'm assuming the series, not 9 series, I'm assuming. Hit and miss, but mostly hit. I'm really, really glad I've watched them all.
Silent
ifs? Well, no, not in this case, no.
I've not seen any of these yet. I'm not a massive fan of old Shearsmith and Pemberton, though.
Well, you're in for trouble then, because they're in most of them, if not all. The only in one that neither of them were in, and that was a quiz show with Lee Mack.
The French coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. By a computer in Paris. I want the Mac.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, dear. Fucking comedy gold, this.
Comedy gold. Yeah, that's good. We're watching Celebrity Race Around the World, or whatever it's called, because we've been watching all of those different ones. They're quite annoying, the people in this current series. Don't know if you've ever watched
them. Celebrities?
Well, yeah. Kelly Brook's in it, and a judo husband. They're a bit of a weird combination. Jeff Brazier, the guy who's made his famous marrying Jay Goody and his kid, their kid. They're actually the best ones, isn't it? They're really, really nice. Scott Mills is in, so obviously Ian Lee would be happy. And his husband to be. And who's the other ones? Oh, there's a guy who was in Ted Lasso, one of the footballers. I can't remember his name. Him and his cousin. Ted Lasso is brilliant, and I read somewhere they're actually doing another series, weirdly. So,
fuck a duck.
Yeah, and I really like Ted Lasso. I'm guessing what's he called? The guy who created Scrubs created Ted Lasso, but he also did this show called Shrinking, which is also really good. And they're just doing the second series of that with Harrison Ford. So I'm guessing that's after that's finished, they'll do another one of Ted Lasso.
Oh, jolly good.
Okay, nice.
What was it I was watching the other day? Chaos with Jeff Goldblum. That's good.
What is that? It came across to me. I've not seen anything apart from a picture, and I thought, is that just like Knives Out?
No, he's Zeus, and it's all about him being Zeus, the god.
Okay. Does he still speak like he used to do in the Holston Pills adverts?
His persona is very similar to the one he had in Thor Ragnarok.
I've not seen that, mate.
What? No, it's prime. It's a prime Goldblum. It's very good, actually.
Was it?
Yes.
Do you remember? You ever see The Tall Guy? That's going.
It's one of my favourite films. That. Yeah.
Yeah, you in your 30s when that came out. I thought that was really good.
Oi, cheeky bastard!
Who said something?
What year did it come out then?
Probably like 1982.
1982.
No, I don't know, actually. Rowan Atkinson would...
Oh, go look, someone find out. You got fucking internet. Oh, look, I'll bloody do it then. The Tall Guy. 1989, you muppet.
So you were 35 then? Okay.
I was not 35.
What?
36.
I was 21, I'll have you know.
21? In 1985, you were 21?
1989, you pelican.
1989. Mate, I was 13.
We're still six. Hair? Don't like hair.
The Penguin. The spin-off series from the Batman movie.
Right. Yeah, that would be good.
The Riddly Diddly Diddler.
Oh, right, okay. Irish version, was it?
Yeah, that's it. Diddly Fiddler.
Yeah, Joker too. Make sure to do that, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Oh, Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, and Lady Gaga.
Oh, is her in it? Right, okay. I've still not seen her performance in that remake of A Star Is Born. It's supposed to be really good.
Oh, no, to be fair, she was really good in that. Yeah, that was really good.
She gets a really good mention in, I've got this autobiography of Kathleen Moran, who I adore. She does a whole chapter about when she hung out with Lady Gaga. And, yeah, she seems pretty cool, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh,
The Funky Gibbon. Oh.
The new series of Only Murders in the Building.
We've only just started on the first series, but it's really good, that.
I love that. It's on the fourth series now, and the fifth one's been greenlit, so I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah. What's it called?
Only Murders in the Building. It's Steve Martin.
Tell him what's it about.
Steve Martin, Selena Gomez, and Martin Short all live in the apartment building, and someone gets murdered, so they decide to do a podcast on it. And the remit for the podcast is they can only do murders that happen inside the building.
and
really good.
Yeah, it is very good. What have you seen recently that's flicked your switch then, Kat?
Not a lot, really. I'm going to start watching Mr. Robot, which I haven't seen yet.
I still ain't seen that either.
No, I thought about watching that, and then I didn't. I don't know why. I think no, I don't know. I think the first episode sort of is either dragged a bit or it just annoyed me or something like that. So I didn't watch it. But yeah, it's on the list. Cause it's supposed to be really good.
It's got a pretty theme tune as well. The thing is, though, dear listeners, I can actually see the video of Dom, and he's actually legit grooving to that. How many of those tins have you had, sir?
Oh, far too many. It's two 4-packs for £7. So yeah, far too fucking many.
Oh, nice one. Good work, fella. Good work.
Value for money.
will fuck for sex. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, God. What's that?
This new house you're building, have you designed it? Have you got the plans and stuff?
Yeah, I've got plans for it. It's not... I didn't get an architect or anything stupid like that because that would have been just fucking mental amounts of money. But, yeah, it's going to cost enough as it is, and that's just like, not prefab, but they have sort of set designs. You can change this room and add a bathroom to it or something like that. So I've got that done for my mum because she's fucking old and my wife's parents are old. If they happen to come and stay or move in or something, I don't know. So, yeah.
Well, what's going to ask was, are you still going to use Studio C or have you made allowances like Toy there to build a fucking studio in the house?
Well, there's enough room in the backyard. I might get do what Davin's done and just put a fucking cardboard box in the backyard and cut a door in it and just fucking move into that.
Put a bit of tarpaulin over top.
Yeah, over a hole in the ground.
Yeah, the difference is Davey's not going to get carried away by a funnel, a web spider or a fucking kangaroo or something. You've got that danger always there.
Actually, when was that? I was going to pick up my daughter from my sister-in-law's place around the corner the other night. And I went around the corner and there's this fucking kangaroo. It's almost, well, it must have been at least 6 foot tall, fucking kangaroo. It's just standing in the middle of the road. So I'm like, oh, okay. Just drive past carefully so I don't scare it and it jumps in front of me and smashes the front of my car. Bloody hell. It was huge.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Classic. I went for the make him feel like he's short and Davian went for the classic. That's what she said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, Dom, have you done your homework and listened to that album that I recommended for you to listen to of The Chameleons?
I nearly did. I missed. Nearly did.
You absolute jaffa.
He asked me to sign in for something. I don't know why, because I haven't got YouTube Music. So have you paid for YouTube Music or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it then, you fucking Tory. No, I've not paid for that.
That's got nothing to do with it. It's a public link, you bell cheese.
It, honest to God, it comes up with a sign in, please. It doesn't take me to the YouTube app on my phone.
Well, yeah. What? Ah, you're tripping, mate. You're fucking tripping your tits off, mate.
Yeah, all right, yeah, fair play. I could have been tripping balls. I'm not going to lie. So I was going to look for the album independently and listen to it.
Fair enough. Listen to it in your ears as opposed to in your balls.
This one, and maybe this one.
Yeah.
What's the album called?
Strange Times, funnily enough, which is quite honestly and quite generally where I nicked the idea for the podcast show from, or rather the title.
Bloody food.
Well, because your idea was Rape Cage.
Was it?
Yes. I wasn't too keen on that.
Apart from a really good Thursday night, what's a Rape Cage?
Cat's idea for the bloody podcast title.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
I don't remember that. There's lies. Lies, I tell you. Hey. Just the top of me from my position as most popular person on the podcast.
Yes, that's it.
Tallest with most hair as well, eh?
Yeah. All right, I've added that to my Spotify, so they'll get no royalties for that, and they'll have a listen. If it's shite, I'll give you... a good talking to next week.
It's not my favourite album of theirs, but it's one of my favourites. But it's the most accessible one. It's the one for people who haven't really heard them before. I'll say listen to that one first.
When people say, oh, I love Pink Floyd, I love all the big bands. Pink Floyd are my favourites. Oh, yeah, what's your favourite album? Greatest Hits. No. Is that what you're saying?
No. It's just a little bit more... accessible than the two that came before it. The first three are brilliant.
I'll pay for Amazon Music, so I'll put it on there and listen to it.
Cool. Yeah. I pay for YouTube Premium because I can't listen to music and adverts. I don't mind if it's the radio, but if it's my own playlist, yeah.
See, they got you.
Yeah.
They got you. They were where they wanted, and you're like that. See that? Yeah. That's you, that, in the palm of their hand.
Right. What, jizz?
Jizzed, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, oh, right, fair enough.
No, I don't mind.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Right, who's got... I should have written some of these jokes down because I was doing some good old Saturday afternoon doom scrolling through TikTok, and there's these people, Aussies, funnily enough, and they're always sitting around a table. I don't know if they're comedians or something, but they're all sitting around a table and they're playing like drinking games where one side of the table has to say a joke, and if the other side laughs, they take a shot. And they've got this this Asian guy. I don't know.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, you know the one I mean then?
Yeah.
Alan is brilliant.
And this wonderful, wonderful ginger girl on there who is absolutely devastating. She's well funny.
I like Abby, and I like the little fellow in the cap. Can't remember his name.
You pervert. What are they called?
It's like shots.
Oh, that clip where it's got that guy with the cap, and they've got teams. So there's him and Abby are on one team, and there's the Asian guy and the sort of girl the other side. And that's the guy with the cap's, his joke is, what's the difference between three cocks and a joke? I don't know. And he goes, oh, Abby can't take a joke. And she goes, oh, I'm on your team. So, no, different Abby.
Yeah, different Abby. That's
the way he delivered that. Like, the way he delivered it, oh, different Abby. It was just fucking perfect. There's a new blonde girl, and she did a one with a lie detector. And I can't remember his name, but he said, like, do you think you're like the new best one on whatever show this is? And she was like, no. And he was like, yeah, fail. That's a complete lie.
Actually, that reminds me, there was a band I was listening to. No, I'm not going to play that sample.
Here you are.
This a song that Grace Jones covered.
Warm leatherette. Warm.
And that's literally all it does. It's fantastic.
Sounds good.
No, it's really good. By a group called The Normal. And then a few years later, Grace Jones did a cover version of it. Leatherette. Yeah, good stuff. Oh, actually, that's a good point. What?
I thought you'd be sarcastic.
No, I'm just thinking that's something that I should add to my vinyl collection, Slave to the Rhythm album. And, what was the album that had my Jamaican guy on? Pull Up to the Bumper. A song which was filth, if you ever read the words. Absolute filth. It should be banned, I tell you.
What about her acting in the probably one of the worst James Bond films?
Oh, was that one of the shonky ones with Timothy Dalton or
Moonraker?
No, that was the last Roger Moore one, wasn't it? That was one. It was in space, wasn't it? That was the one where they had lasers.
Oh, Kill.
Oh yeah, because at some point in the film, you know, when it's the thing where it's like, oh, you say the title of the film in the film, and it's like, hey. In this, it was her and Christopher Walken playing Max Sorin in a balloon or something like that. And she says, what a view. And he says, to a kill.
What do you reckon, girls? Yeah, me too, bitches. That's the one with the Duran theme tune, isn't it? So it's one of the best. Yeah, it's one of the best ones, actually, that. Yeah, I love that one. Apparently, Radiohead did music for a Bond film, but it wasn't used in the Bond film.
What's the song?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look for it now. Radio. I think it's a true story. Radiohead. Bond.
Hello, baby girl.
Hi. We did the intros earlier.
Sorry, one of my dogs walked past. Right.
Yeah, Radiohead song called Spectre.
Once time ago, dispossessed.
That's definitely Radiohead. I do like Radiohead, but when they get a bit wacky, I do need to be in the right mood.
Is that the film where he starts off in Mexico on the Day of the Dead festival?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah. The building collapses,
Yeah,
I think it is. If Radiohead reformed, Radiohead are the type of band, I think the wife went to see Radiohead once, and he didn't play fucking Creep. And that's like when I went to see Eric Clapton recently, and he didn't play Layla, and I nearly burned the place down. I was fucking...
Yeah, but to be fair, though, he did play this. Actually, this goes on for 6 minutes. He's having it. Oh, he's got asthma. I'm going to play that whole thing later on and have another edible, I think.
I think you should. The bass at the start sounds like a... just do the bass again and then stop it. I can't remember a fucking song if a song's playing. It's a Joy Division song.
Yeah, digital.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Scrotum.
Oh, good call, Kat.
My scrotum.
Yeah, but Dom, you're right. That bass on that Dobbs track does sound a little bit like the intro to Digital. That's a very good Manx blessing there by Dominic Risk on North.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here to serve.
Yeah. Ooh. What?
Manx spotting.
Manx spotting. There we go. There's a podcast title. well, so far, the only one I've got for the podcast title is They're Coming for the Eggs. And why have I written that? I am the ghost of Molly Sugden, and with me are a right pair of Coco Shunters. I'm I think I might have been a bit mashed when I wrote that. Yeah.
I remember you did that last night when you were on your own.
Possibly. It could have quite easily been that. Yeah, all right, then.
Nice one, Tim.
Yeah, nice one indeed. Yeah, I'm going to go and crash now because I've got to get up silly early in the morning now.
All right, Gazer.
Yeesh.
Yeah. I've got the kids off the port.
Well, hey. All right, well, nice talking to you chaps, and we shall chat again very soon.
Reconvene next week.
Indeedy doodah. Strange times. We're living in strange times.
Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.
Oh, we all walk the wibbly wobbly walk, and we all talk the wibbly wobbly talk. Oh, we all wear wibbly wobbly ties, and we look at all the pretty girls with wibbly wobbly eyes.